CNN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Hamas releases 12 hostages and Israel releases 30 Palestinian criminals on the fifth day of a ceasefire in the Gaza war. The head of Shamir Medical Center says she hopes all the remaining hostages will be released.
We are here. We're very honored and privileged to be the hospital that was chosen to treat the TIE returnees. And we're praying and longing for the return of the 15 remaining TIEs that are still in captivity. And of course, to all the Israelis that are kept and should come home.
Also at SRNnews.com, the conference board says its consumer confidence index ticked up in November. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
The index had been declining over the last 3 months before the November reading. It's a hopeful sign heading into the holiday shopping season. The index measures both Americans' assessment of the current economic conditions and the outlook for the next 6 months. Short-term expectations for income, business, and job market were higher, but it was still at levels that historically signal a recession within a year. The survey also showed expectations of a recession in the next 12 months dropped to the lowest level so far this year. But about two-thirds of those surveyed still expect a downturn before the end of next year. I'm Ed Donahue.
Hunter Biden says he's willing to testify in public before Congress in the House's investigation into his actions. The president's son's legal team specified the hearing must be open in a letter to the House Oversight Committee. His deposition is currently scheduled for December 13th. The judge in the Elon Musk lawsuit against radical left Media Matters is recusing himself from the case. Judge Mark Pittman did not give a reason for that recusal. Musk is suing the George Soros-funded group for defamation, arguing they defamed his social media platform, X. This is SRN News. Malta has been known for its large, elaborate nativity scenes since the 1600s. This year, several are on display at the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C.
The three that we have on exhibit this year are roughly 5 foot by 5 foot. And all the figures, you know, the Holy Family, the shepherds, the wise men, they're all hand carved. So in themselves, each figurine is a piece of art. And then to have, you know, a dozen or 15 or even 30 of these in a single display is really quite beautiful.
Spokesman Jeffrey Kloa says the artwork is a product of the country's faith.
It has a very long tradition of a Christian nation. In fact, in their constitution, they're specifically a Christian nation. Beautiful churches and cathedrals all over the country.
You can get more details at museumofthebible.org. That's museumofthebible.org. This is SRN News. Water issues in Arizona.
Worries about future water supplies from ancient aquifers are bubbling up in western rural Arizona. Some neighbors complain that their backyard wells have dried up since an Emirati agribusiness began farming alfalfa nearby. One farmer worries that state officials someday may try to divert the area's groundwater for Phoenix's future needs. Experts say tensions are inevitable as companies in climate-challenged countries such as the United Arab Emirates look to faraway places like rural Arizona for water and land they need to cultivate forage material and commodities. John Scott report.
Police say a thick layer of fog is believed to have caused a roughly 30-vehicle collision on an Idaho interstate. It happened Monday morning on eastbound Interstate 86. The fog caused visibility to significantly decrease in a short amount of time, slowing vehicles and then causing a chain reaction crash. More details at SRNnews.com.